bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up... If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, we talk a lot about unprecedented quality and service, and those are all the things you get from, we talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella, but talking to the people who work there, you can actually tell that they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't even disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/31 of 2025. Get started today at PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. There are reports, I'm on the Journal Sentinel, there are reports that Milwaukee Bucks legend, minority team owner Junior Bridgman suffered a medical emergency at a fundraiser in Louisville, Kentucky. Bridgman was speaking to a reporter when he expressed he thought he was having a heart attack. A representative from the venue, Galt House, confirmed that the 71-year-old Bridgman had a medical emergency, was taken away in the ambulance by first responders. It has been confirmed that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Junior Bridgman played 10 seasons with the Milwaukee Bucks, 75-84 and 86-87, became a minority owner of the franchise on last year. Bridgman is among team leaders in franchise history in many statistical categories, including third in games played with 711, seventh in field goals made, ninth in total points, and 10th in minutes played. He was traded to the L.A. Clippers in 1984 after 9 seasons with the Bucks, and the Bucks also sent Marcus Johnson and Harvey Catchings to the Clippers for Terry Cummings, Craig Hodges, and Ricky Pierce. So, word is, and it's been confirmed by 620 WTMJ Newsroom, that Milwaukee Bucks legend Junior Bridgman has passed away. And we'll get as much information out as soon as we can. So our heart goes out to his family and his daughters, and we'll be having them in our prayers as we go through this week. And I'll wait to reset 5.
Number five. Number four.
I saw that. That's why I pushed it. So we said number four, too. No, we just having fun here. We're just having fun. It's sad news after hearing about the passing of Junior Bridgman. And so we're going to be keeping his family in prayer. You know, Glenn and I are goofing around and, you know, kind of lightening up the light. What's the word? Lightening or lighting up? Lightening up. lightening up the, you know, having a little banter to realize such a powerful man Junior Bridgman was. I know him. He was a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated and actually was initiated in Delta Chi Lambda chapter. So that is unfortunate to hear. Milwaukee police officers begin school resource officer training today. A judge gave them until March 15th or face $1,000 fines. And so instructors from the National Association of School Resource Officers are here this week. 38 officers are participating in the training program. This Saturday is a judge's deadline. Oh, look, there's no school Saturday. It's a cop out. Kennedy is leading the SRO training this week. That's Mo Kennedy, executive director of the NASRO. And said each officer will receive 40 hours of training over the course of the week. They seem very enthusiastic about the opportunity. It's here. Right? I mean, what were they supposed to do? Nah, that's okay. We're not going to do it. That's okay. Okay, let me wait till you're done because space in between 4 and 3. Do, 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 do. I need a new one. Yeah, but it'll go okay.
Number four.
That was luck. See, you should have known that, and you didn't. You guessed. You poked the no like 150,000%. We're just having fun. All right. This from WISN.com. I don't know what it is about correctional officers and deputies. A former correctional officer for the Walworth County Sheriff's Office now faces 2 counts of sexual exploitation of a child and 2 counts of trafficking of a child. Samuel Pieper is accused of paying for explicit content from suspected minors in June and July of 2024. Law enforcement executed a search warrant on his home March 6th after receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Prosecutors charged him the next day. The suspect, Samuel Pieper, resigned from our agency during this process and is no longer employed at Walworth County, Sheriff Dave Gerber said in a statement. This is an isolated incident involving off-duty conduct, and our agency wants to ensure the public we are disgusted with this type of behavior and do not tolerate it. There are no known local victims at this time. Anyone with information should call the Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, ICAC, at 608-266-1671. That's 608-266-1671.
Number three.
As if that wasn't enough, an NPS paraprofessional now has been charged with child abuse. The accused is Jeffrey McClain, and he faces the following 2 counts of physical abuse of a child intentionally causing bodily harm and 1 count of disorderly conduct. What we know, this is from FoxSixNow.com. According to the criminal complaint back in December, McClain working at Metcalf School when he hurt a 6-year-old boy while forcing him to sit down. Prosecutors say McClain's nails caused 3-inch lacerations to the boy's chest. The student reportedly told a teacher he did it again. The next day, he allegedly slapped another 6-year-old boy in the face at the playground, leaving a bruise. Just last week, investigators said McClain was recorded saying, "I'll blankety blank break your jaw." Court records also say a teacher informed the school's principal that numerous students reported McClain had punched or choked them and that parents complained their children didn't want to go to school if McClain was in their classroom. The complaint alleges he would take students on a walk to bribe them to lie about the incidents. Parents responded. They said it's never okay to put your hands on someone else's child or try to neglect children in any environment. NPS parent Retina Brown said, "I feel like a lot of times the paraprofessionals are getting sent from temp services in different places that don't have the correct training or even the perfect background to be working with kids. Why are you hurting a child? You're supposed to be teaching them, not causing them harm. NPS parent Drea House said, "This is your job. If you don't like the kids, you should have found a different profession." He's out on a $5,000 bond, and if convicted, McClain faces more than 12 years in prison and fines of more than $20,000. So you set a $5,000 bond for a guy that battered children. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just strange. I get it.
Number two.
From Fox6Now.com. Now, if you are listening, if you didn't hear anything I said all day long, you need to hear this. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles and Transportation Safety Administration, TSA, held a joint news conference this morning ahead of the Real ID deadline, May 7th. So what is Real ID? Enforcement of the Real ID Act begins May 7th. The regular Wisconsin driver license or ID will no longer be accepted identification for domestic air travel or to enter a federal building or military base. Travelers would need to get a real ID compliant driver's license or state ID card or other acceptable form of identification, such as a passport. Wisconsin driver licenses, and I like how they plural driver's licenses when in fact it's a driver license, and ID cards have been real ID compliant since January 14th, 2013. With renewals required every 8 years, all Wisconsin residents have had the option to convert. Well, now you can't. You have to. So what's the cost? So those who already have an ID can obtain a real ID compliant card for $14. The cost of a replacement driver license is or $16 for an ID card. There's no additional fee for the upgrade, so just do it. What you're going to have proof of name and date of birth, legal presence in the U.S., identity, proof of identity, any name change you may have had, proof of your Social Security number, and your address. And if you really want it, just go to wisconsindmv.gov/realID. One word. Every traveler 18 years and older must have a real ID, period. End of story, full stop. If you don't have a real ID by May 7th, your traveling experience will be delayed in our nation's airports. Delays can be between 10 and 20 minutes, but could be a headache, especially during high travel season. So if you're traveling, you better get, watch this. If you don't have a real ID, you better get to the airport 2 to 3 hours early. Or just get a passport and call it a day. Like when you travel, do you have a passport when you travel?
I do not.
You don't? You ain't got no headphones? Got some headphones up in there? You know, you know. That way when I holler at him, he'll be able to. Good. So, you don't have a passport. So you say you do not have a passport. Why not? Why not?
I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Are you, like, over 16?
I would hope so if I'm working here.
Then you should have a passport.
I will be applying for one at the end of the month.
Why are you waiting until the end of the month? No, that ain't in my business. But, yeah, you need to get a – I think everybody, including your children, when your children are older, everybody in your family should have a passport. You should be able to be – You should be able to take advantage of anything that pops up unexpected. Hey, we going to Toronto tomorrow. Really? Yeah. Buy a ticket, go to the airport, hop on Delta Airlines, boop, fly to Toronto. But you can't because you don't have a passport. So you can't even get out. You can't get on the plane. Well, technically, you could get on the plane. You just can't get off the plane. Have you ever flown to another country?
I have not.
Right. So they make you fill out the paperwork for customs. And you do that in flight so that when you land, you can just get through customs. And if you don't have it or you – it's – yeah, okay. Okay, I got it. I got it. You should definitely do that. It is a phenomenal feeling to go out of the country and go places and travel and do those types of things. But you need a what?
A passport.
A passport. And you're going to get a passport at the end of the month, right?
Yes, I just took a cruise, and I definitely needed my passport for that.
It's an interesting thing to get one because it's kind of a pain. It's kind of a pain to get a passport because of all the information they need. And if you don't have the right thing, then you can't get it, and you got to ship all. You feel weird shipping all your stuff in the mail, right? I got to send you this what? Like, huh? And then you send it, and then you pray, oh, I hope they don't lose it. And then they send it back, and you get your passport, and it's great. Renewal is a little weird, too, but, you know, I would think now that you can get a driver license online, you should be able to get your passport online, too. That's just me. I'm just saying. All right. Well, speaking of traveling.
Number one.
Southwest. I got to find another airline. Months after ditching open seating policy, Southwest Airline is ending its most recognizable perk, free check baggage. The airline will begin charging for the first and second check bag beginning May 28th, Southwest announced today. However, members of the A-List loyalty program, holders of its branded credit card, or those traveling on business fare will be exempt from the fees. Bob Jordan, CEO of Southwest, said in a press release, "We have tremendous opportunity to meet current and future customer needs, charge more money, attract new customer segments, charge more money, we don't compete for today, charge more money, and return to the levels of profitability, charge more money, that both we and our shareholders expect, charge more money." It's a seismic shift for Southwest, which has always offered free check bags since the airline started 60 years ago and kept the policy in place when its competitors started adding and increasing fees. In fact, the carrier has trademarked "bags fly free" slogan, and it's been a key part of its advertising. Jordan told investors on an analyst call last year that it had no plans to start charging for the first two bags being checked. And then he said the no fees for the first two bags is a big part of what attracts people to Southwest. And after fare and schedule, bag fees is cited as the number one issue in terms of why customers choose Southwest. So it's not something under consideration right now. And then what do we get? Boop! Bag fees. So sounds like he's a victim of his board. His board said, "Hey, dude, yeah, you need to charge bag fees." Well, I think we're bag fees. But bag fees. Can we talk about it? Bag fees. and then they came in and did what? They came in and said, "All those in favor of back fees, say aye." Aye! All those opposed have the same privilege. Seeing none, motion carries. What do you do when you're the CEO? Now, I'm still not going to do that. 5 minutes later, I'm the former CEO of... So they got back fees now. Wait a minute. I'm just checking my Southwest app to see how many points I got so I can use them all up by May so I can travel. I mean, because if they're going to be charging, so, okay, I got enough points. So I got a round trip. I got to find somewhere to go round trip, and it's A-List. So round trip so I can roll up out of here before May 28th, and I'm going to take my bags with me because when I come back, it's like, no. Because, you know, next thing they're going to do is say, "Oh, actually, you only get one carry-on bag, and if you want a second carry-on bag, you got to pay for it." And I'm going to be like, can I carry a Merce? but guess what? They only count as bags now. Like, you know, like that counts as one of the two. So if you carry a purse and a bag, that's two. You don't get two bags and a purse. That's why you see women with them huge purses now, because that's the only way they can carry stuff on an airline. I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at him. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. Because I'd be like, but I guess they going down fighting, I guess. You know, they going to charge for bags. Anyway. It's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, we talk a lot about unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella, but talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't disappear after the sale, believe it or not. Right now, take advantage of windows and doors as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. For more information, go to PellaWI.com. But you know, certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. Get there today. Go to PellaWI.com.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. We're good. So, from wave3.com, Louisville, WAVE, Louisville philanthropist and billionaire businessman Junior Bridgman has died after suffering a medical emergency while attending an event in downtown Louisville. A Wave News employee who was at the event at the Galt House said Bridgman grabbed his chest and said he thought he was having a heart attack. Medical personnel were called to the scene and the room was cleared. Later in the day, the Al J. Schneider Company, which represents the Galt House, confirmed his passing and expressed their sympathies for the loss of the Louisville icon. The Lance George, the chief marketing officer, said Junior Bridgman was an integral part of our community, from his athletic impact to his philanthropic efforts. He will be deeply missed. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Bridgman family during this period. As I said before, Bridgman played basketball for the University of Louisville, 72-75 under coach Danny Crum, joined the Milwaukee Bucks, 75-84 after retiring. Returned to Louisville and invested in the fast food franchise. He eventually owned over 100 Wendy's and Chili's restaurants across the country. Bridgman has served on several Louisville board chairs and was also an owner of the Vahalia Golf Club. In 2016, Forbes ranked Bridgman as the fourth wealthiest retired athlete in the world, behind Arnold Palmer, David Beckham, and Michael Jordan. Unfortunately, Junior Bridgman, member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, who was initiated here at the Delta Chi Lambda chapter, has passed away in Louisville. So that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. So, yeah, and I'm just waiting on the regular news to pick it up. That was about 3 hours ago when he had the heart attack, and then they released that he had passed away, unfortunately. From thegrio.com, two more suspects have been arrested in connection with the death of Caleb Wilson. We talked about it before. Now three suspects have been arrested in connection to the death of Southern University student Caleb Wilson after an alleged hazing incident. The story reads, two additional suspects have been arrested in connection with the death of a 20-year-old college student in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who died after an alleged hazing incident. March 10th, Kyle Thurman was taken into custody. That's yesterday. And today, Isaiah Smith turned himself in to authorities. Local NBC affiliate WDSU reported. Both are reportedly members of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Both men face criminal hazing charges in the death of Southern University junior mechanical engineering student Caleb Wilson, who died in the wee hours of the morning of February 26 after he was allegedly punched in the chest during the fraternity hazing incident. Third suspect, 23-year-old Southern University graduate and also Omega Psi Phi member Caleb McCray was arrested on Thursday the 6th and charged with criminal hazing and manslaughter in Wilson's death. It alleged that Wilson, who was pledging Omega Psi Phi fraternity, was participating in a hazing off-campus, hazing event off-campus where he received punches to the chest that caused him to collapse. He was pronounced dead after he was taken to the hospital. Initial reports to the authorities claim Wilson had been standing in a line in a park, possibly during a basketball game, when he collapsed, but the story soon changed. During a press conference on Friday, March 7th, Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Morris said Wilson died as a direct result of a hazing incident where he was punched in the chest multiple times. He further noted that at no point did anyone call 911. Morris also clarified when Wilson died, while his death was initially reported as occurring February 27th, Morris said authorities were made aware the day prior. So, according to the affidavit for McCray, Wilson and roughly eight other pledges were made to stand in a line at a warehouse where they were each punched four times with boxing gloves by at least three individuals. McCray punched one half of the group, while another person is alleged to have punched the other half. Wilson was allegedly hit four times before he collapsed and became unresponsive. So that's an update on that story. 833-212-1017.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Talking Text Line says, good doc is about to get paid very well due to all the recent plane crashes. Amtrak. Yeah. Yeah, they crashed too, though. Anyway. The caller said, rest in peace to the great Junior Bridgman. NBA's first great sixth man, a legend on the court, and even more in business world, all those gifts, and one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. I have met him on a number of occasions. He was one of the nicest people. He is. He's very cool, very, very tall, and had a wit about him that, you know, was just refreshing. So he will be very, very much missed. You know, condolences go to his family for, the work that they do and the things that they do. The Louisville community is going to, it's going to be a loss. It's going to definitely be a loss. So that is unfortunate. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I got a question. I'm not going to ask Glenn, because if Glenn answer it, he gonna be like, I'm going to do that, and he's going to have a technical answer. Well, I think there's a... And I can tell you flat out, no. Like, I'm not going to think about it, He's like Gen Z, right? He's going to think about it, or let me think about this. And the problem I have with Gen Z is they are literally like baby boomers. You know what I'm saying? So talking to them is like talking to yourself. Right. They attach to the same stuff. They do the same stuff. They're as stubborn and obstinate as any baby boomer. And they just are who they are. Right. Well, here's my question. Let me start with the story and then let me ask my question. Gayle King, 70-year-old Gayle King, Oprah Winfrey's running buddy, is going to travel to outer space with historic all-female crew. Gayle King will be part of an all-female crew on Blue Origin's upcoming space mission this spring. The mission will make history as the first all-female crewed spaceflight since Valentina Tereshkova's solo mission in 1963. At 70 years old, she admitted she has mixed feelings about the experience. No kidding. She said, "I don't know how to explain being terrified and excited at the same time. It's like how I felt about to deliver a baby," according to CBS News. Before agreeing to the mission, King consulted her children, Kirby and Will, as well as her longtime friend, Oprah Winfrey. Once they gave their support, she felt ready to take the leap. "I ain't taking the leap for nobody. I don't care what nobody say. I am not getting up and up, strapping myself to a rocket. Technically, a controlled explosion, a bomb, and go into space so I can get close. And if you accidentally miscalculate, you can skip off and be in space and you're done. And now you got to re-enter and you can't. And then you burn up." Like, huh? No, we ain't doing that. King admitted she never imagined herself going to space, but saw the opportunity of a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This, it might be once-in-a-lifetime. It might cost you your lifetime. "This was never my dream. It was never my dream." And somebody said, "Maybe you need to have new dreams, Gail." That was your answer? Like, that was the big revelation? "Maybe you should have new dreams." Ugh. So that's what pushed you to strap yourself to a rocket and go boom? Okay. The mission, which aims to inspire future generations of women in space, also includes pop star Katy Perry, not one of my favorite people, so if she blows up in space, I'll be perfectly fine. Former NASA scientist Aisha Bowe, bioastronaut Amanda Gwynn, film producer Carrie Ann Flynn, and philanthropist Lauren Sanchez. Sanchez, who helped organize the crew, expressed her excitement. "I really see this group as explorers and storytellers." And stop. Stop. I still remember Challenger. I got awakened that morning when the Challenger blew up. And recognizing how far up they were, and when it blew up, it blew the module away from everything, and they fell. And then hit the ground. If I remember correctly, their remains were liquefied. It hit that hard. I will never strap myself to a bomb and go in space. I don't care what's going on here on Earth. It's going to have to crumble with me here, baby. Because I'm like, absolutely not. "It's the only way you're going to live."
Okay.
Give me a chair. May as well chill, sit back and watch the sunset, because it'll be the last one. Because I just can't fathom. Like, I have a lot of intestinal fortitude, but not about strapping myself to a bomb that goes boom. And then it pushes me to somewhere where I literally can't control it. Like, if it goes too far and goes past that line and skips out into space, you're done. Hey, so let me get this right. We don't have any oxygen. I'm with like five other chicks, and we stuck in space. What are we doing? What are we doing? Or I'm with five other guys. You can't call women chicks, can you? Anyway, what are you doing? They offer a brief suborbital journey with weightlessness and breathtaking views of Earth. I don't know if it's worth that. I just don't think it's worth that. I don't. I do not think it's worth all that. That's just me. Can I admit it? When it comes to going to space, you can spell my name. You ready? Four letters. P-U-N-K.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
you know, you cannot know.
Do you know about the black ego? Let me tell you about the black ego. Strong and powerful, king of the sky, protecting all things with his watch.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. It's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, we talk a lot about unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella, but talking to the people who act there, you can tell just how much they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is here with you from start to finish. They don't even disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 a month, doors as low as $89 a month. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. Get started today with Pella, WI.com. Go to Pella, P-E-L-L-A-W-I.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check the talking text line because y'all be hollering at me. You never check the talking text line. Good Dog Above is exactly what you said when people voiced their opinions about Snoop Dogg performing after the... What'd I say? That I didn't like Katy Perry and she was... I don't really care. I don't care. Okay, first of all, why would I care if Katy Perry goes to space? I don't care. Katy Perry don't know you exist. Why are you getting so emotional and triggered that you joke about her blowing up in space? Because it's entertainment and you joke about blowing up in space. Like, it's a joke, number one. Number two, I don't know Katy. Katy don't know me. I give two flips about Katy Perry. I don't even like her music. So I don't know why you get now. And number two, I'm not emotional. Like, clearly you don't understand what emotion is because, you know, and I'm not triggered. Like, really? Children get triggered. Weak people get triggered. I'm sorry. It might bother you a little bit, but triggered? Like I'm going to go off? Man, stop. Stop. See, I'm from the old school way of sometimes you just soldier on. You just power through. And if you need to talk to somebody or a therapist, go talk to them. Be done. Let's get it going. Let's go. Let's rock. This taking everything easy. I'm going to work from home because I don't. Man, get out of here. Ridiculousness. Work from home. What's wrong with you working from home? Go to work. Get a job. It's just like people complaining about, let me quit. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. I'm going to just quit. Just go home. Is it time to go home yet? No, it's not time to go home yet? Okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's just at some point, it's like what I've been saying. Watch this. What I've been saying all week is only Tuesday. Build your own. Create your own. When you get tired of working like other people and people working you to death and people doing, get your own. Literally, go build your own. That is exactly what Junior Bridgman did. He built his own. Built his own empire, built his own company. And I remember going into those places where he owned those Wendy's here in Milwaukee and Chili's. I am mad at him. I am not mad at him. He was a great mentor to many, and he was a great, what's the proper word? And he was a good brother in many facets, you know? And he recognized where his fame came from Milwaukee. It came from Louisville, Kentucky, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Two not really big places. But yet, there he was. This is Truth and Answer saying about another. That makes absolutely no sense. Anyway, It's just unfortunate that we lost him at such a young age of 71. You know, that's not old these days, you know, and you gotta take care of yourself, live right. And he's done some phenomenal things for philanthropy and all those things here in Milwaukee, part owner of the Bucks. So I think it's unfortunate, but he will be sorely missed. He will be missed. I remember going to some workshops and business and some things that he talked about. I forget where I was. I was in Baltimore or D.C. I can't remember where. And he did a workshop, and he talked about how he built up. And I think he bought BlackEnterprise.com, or was it Ebony.com, one of those. And his daughter now runs it. I think it's Ebony. And it's just a testament to how he was able to have an experience over black people and literally put his money where his mouth is. Like, you could talk all you want, but then some people just do. And he did it. And I thought it was great. And a lot of the things he did were great. And so in the coming weeks, you know, in the coming days, we'll be talking about his life and his legacy and the things that he left Milwaukee with, the things that he left Louisville with, the business acumen, the joy, the power, the prestige, but more importantly, the humbleness that he left, you know? The humbleness, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate. And we'll get to think about it over the next couple days. The legacy that he'll leave, probably children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. That if I could just do one thing he did, It ain't playing basketball, that's for sure. But if I could do one thing he did in order to build a business and leave a legacy, I kind of think we'll be okay. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show is coming up next, and I'll be back in 22 hours. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you, sir. Have a great evening. It's going to get a little chilly tonight, so make sure you bundle up. It's going to get a little close to freezing, so make sure you take care of yourself. Hey, God bless. Take care. Safe travels. I'm out.